episode 921, Portion Control in a Supersized World.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, and I'm so excited that you are here. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we are talking about portion control in a supersized world. Do you feel like you always have to have the extra because it just makes sense? That's what we're chatting about today for our Wellness Wednesday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How much is enough? Have you really thought about how much is enough? Portion control in a supersized world is tough to navigate, especially when everything is quote unquote family size. You know, those potato chips that just draw you in, you got to have more of them because I love the crunch, or 20% more free. Now, I love free. It's great for body wash. It's great for shampoo. I got a large family, so 20% more free, sign me up. But when it comes to our bodies and nutrition, is that really better? Plus, you have to understand the serving size too. Oh, yes. Most of us eat more than the serving size that's on the package. I was actually standing in a Little Caesars pizza restaurant, and my children absolutely love Little Caesars. And when Dad's away, and he has been, we had some friends over for sleepovers, and they're like, can we just get pizza, Mom? And I said, sure. Do you want to make it homemade or do you want me to go get it? Oh, let's just go get it. Let's make it easy. I said, okay, fine. So I'm in there and the guy comes up to me, just a customer, and he was waiting for his pizza too because I had to order a lot of them because we were having a bigger grouping of people, and so I needed more than just one or two of their hot and ready. So I ordered four of them. So I was waiting. This other customer was waiting too. And he said, have you ever noticed the amount of calories in a pizza? I said, yeah, don't look at that or you might as well not eat the pizza. And that's what's happening with what is in our world today. We don't look at the serving size. And then once we do, we're like, well, why am I eating that? Because it's just horrible. Because most of us eat more than the serving size. I do. I can think of so many things like nuts or popcorn, cereal, and even the cookies. Have you looked on the back of like your chips? Chips on average, their serving size, depending upon the size of the actual chip, it's like 11 to 16 chips. Can you eat chips and salsa and only have 11 of them? I think not. So we just throw the serving size out the window. But you know what? What's your guilty pleasure where serving size doesn't count? You know, do we really want to indulge in that for our health? But have no fear. Hope is here. You can have portion control in a supersized world to help with your health management and nutritional goals. You don't have to feel helpless or even hopeless, because how much is enough when living a healthy lifestyle? Have you thought about that? Probably not. It's not something that you're like sitting around going, gosh, when is enough enough? I don't know, especially with food. I want to eat when I think I want to eat. If I feel hungry, I'm going to eat. Well, if you want portion control in a supersized world, you must serve up your meals. Oh yes, that is your kiss for the day, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Serve up your meals, M-E-A-L-S. Five ways we're going to break it down for you today. M for number one, mind your meals. Mind your meals. What? What do you mean mind my meals? You got to plan them out. You plan for a lot of other things. You plan for a vacation. You plan for a new school year. You plan when you go to work, what clothes you need to have. I mean, you just don't wake up in the morning and go, I have nothing to wear to work today. I'm just going to wear my bathing suit because that's all that I have clean. I think not, right? So you have to mind your meals. Plan your meals, your snacks on a daily or weekly basis. Now, this is something you have to play with and experiment with. And I got to tell you, it's not something that's going to come easy. Because if you haven't done it, you really have to think through this. And the bigger the family, sometimes the harder it is. If it's only two of you, you know, you can kind of work with that. But when you start getting into three or four or five or six people, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to think about How much am I fixing? How much is enough to fix? How am I going to use this? So you got to do what works for you. Don't get flustered. Don't get frustrated. I just want you to take a deep breath and I want you to try it and experiment with it. Give yourself a couple weeks to kind of like ease into it. You know, if you want to use the meal for another one, make sure you portion control it. So let's say you're going to work the next day and you made chicken and whatever, quinoa and asparagus. And you're like, man, I want to make a little bit of extra so I can take it to work. My children do that. They'll take some of the stuff that I make. They'll take it to work or they'll take it to a school lunch. Or sometimes they'll just eat it like at summertime where we are right now. They'll eat it for lunch over the summer. And it's just easier to portion control it by separating it into the sizes of the amount that you need for that next meal. Don't just put all the chicken together in one. Go ahead and make your meal box, so to speak, and portion it out. Now, I want to give you an example, though, of how you can plan your meal, how I do it. Now, of course, I change it up all the time. I've been doing this for years, and not four as in F-O-U-R, but like for many years, F-O-R. And it changes with the season and my schedule and our family schedule. So understand that this is just a general kind of example here. So you have to do, though, what works for your family and your schedule. So for example, let's say Monday is my big meal for the entire family. Maybe my daughter is going to be home because remember, we're just right down the street from college. So sometimes my daughter comes home and we'll do family night at home and we've got the whole family together. Well, I usually cook a bigger meal. Maybe it's chicken, sometimes it's steak, sometimes it's fish, sometimes it's stew, whatever works, lasagna. So that's like my big meal. And so let's pretend that Monday is that night for me. Tuesday, then I'll fix a lighter meal. Usually not so many people come the next day or that are there. And so I do just a lighter meal. Maybe it's even like a pasta meal or it's vegetables and a sandwich. Like, you know, maybe if I did chicken the night before, maybe I'll do something with maybe ham or turkey, something maybe a little leaner. I try to change it up. Wednesday then is leftover Wednesday. Why do I pick Wednesdays as leftover Wednesdays? A lot of people ask me that question. And it's because, oddly enough, a lot of people have activities on Wednesdays in the evening, whether it's church activities, whether it's volunteer activities. A lot of things happen on Wednesday nights. So it's much easier for me to not have to cook that night. It saves my schedule. And then on top of that, it really allows us to kind of come and go and eat when we need it. That fits into our schedule. So sometimes we may eat at 5 o'clock for some of us and others may be eating at 8 o'clock. But we just make it Wednesday leftovers and it works perfectly. Then Thursday, we do a family favorite. This is seasonal. So let's say, for example, it's wintertime. And if it's wintertime, I'd like to do soups and stews and like lasagnas and my heavier stuff that is really good. And I make it all homemade, but it's just a family favorite. And usually I make enough that I'll have leftovers that either, like for example, my lasagna, I'll make a double thing of lasagna. It's worth my time. We won't necessarily eat it that in the next 2 days, but I save it for the next week. And sometimes I'll just freeze it or I'll just put it in the refrigerator because depending upon how I actually made that second one, it'll just keep in there till the next time I'm ready to actually cook it fresh. And then Friday is usually pizza day. We'll either we'll go out to our favorite pizza restaurant or sometimes we'll make it at home. We've done pizzas with English muffins. We've done it with homemade protein bread. We've done it on, oh my goodness, tortilla shells. I mean, you name it, you can do it. So don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, this is going to cost more money. No, it just costs you more thought. And that's why you have to mind your meals. And then Saturday night, usually that's when we go to church as a family. And so if we go out, sometimes that's our night out. And then Sunday is simple Sunday, and we usually do leftovers or quick grabs. So it's something of the children's favorite that I really don't have to put a lot of thought into. And sometimes it's my catch-all. That's my short order cook day where, well, two people want this, one person wants this, and another one wants this. So I've had some of those nights where I'll fix – Mom Dubs. Have you ever heard of Buffalo Wild Wings? Well, I call it Mom Dubs, and it's my own twist on Buffalo Wild Wings. Instead of B-Dubs, we've got Mom Dubs. And the kids love that. So some of them do. Some of them are like, no, Mom, I don't want that. I'm more of the noodles, and I want shell noodles, and I want you to fix your homemade Alfredo sauce. Okay, so sometimes I'll fix chicken wings, Alfredo stuff, and then a sandwich for another child. So literally, I'm a short order cook, but because I have all of this stuff, it really is just simple time in the kitchen. It doesn't require a lot of thought, and it doesn't zap a lot of my energy, which means what? I get to rest more. So mind your meals. M is your number one. Number two, E, eat your colors. Oh my goodness, you have to have a colorful plate of food. I say this all the time. My grandma, I never understood why she would say it. Sweetheart, you've got to eat. You know, look how beautiful this plate is. You have to have a plateful, a rainbow of colors. You've got to have your reds and your oranges, and you've got to have lots of greens and make them bright and make them deep and make sure you've got your good protein. And when I was growing up, I was like, yeah, really? I don't think so. But okay, I guess now that I'm older and now that I'm a little wiser and I've gone in and read so many studies and everything that's out there in the world and experienced life myself and what food does to my body, you need to eat your colors. Have a colorful plate. You want to have like 50% of your plate fruits and vegetables. It's really good. And then your other 50% can be split between like your protein, your whole grains, your legumes. Remember, you want your plate to have protein, good healthy fats, and you can actually cook your protein in a healthy fat. So you may not see a healthy fat on there, but you may have it because you cooked maybe in it. So for example, let's say you had salmon and you decided to cook with coconut oil. That's great. There's your healthy fat and your lean protein. Of course, you want to have your fiber and carbohydrates. Now, keep in mind that textures can also keep your stomach feeling full. And so one of the things that I do when I talk to clients about their weight, especially those who want to really change their nutritional intake and what they're feeding their body, I'll ask them, you know, do you suck on ice or do you chew ice? Think about that question. What's your answer? Because the thing is for those of us who like to chew and we have to munch, that's because that helps us feel like we're getting something in our mind. For some reason, we're wired that if I'm not chewing, I'm not getting food. So those people usually have a hard time living off of just supplements and one meal. They need to have more chewing action in their meal planning. I know it sounds crazy. And then those who like suck on ice, they're like, they can handle just a shake and they probably get very full. And so supplements may actually work better. So that's just kind of a side note there. So eat your colors. That's E. So we've got M for mind your meals, E for eat your colors. Three, always fill up with fiber. Always fill up with fiber. Fiber is crucial for your digestive system. And science suggests that fiber plus your protein actually works together in helping you what? Feel full. And what happens in our, you know, supersized world is we eat so much so fast in our busyness that we don't feel full. And so in order to kind of counteract that, we've got to make sure we get good fiber with our protein. So, you know, you got to combine them together. And there are other benefits of fiber to your heart, to your blood pressure, your skin, and even how long you will live. You want to live longer, right? I mean, I want to see my great-grandchildren. I really do. I'm excited about that. And I would be so bold to say I would be so humbled if God would keep me here long enough to see my great-great-grandchild. I don't know what he has in store for me, but if I'm healthy, if I'm of the right mind and I can do that, I would love to do it. Absolutely would love to see my great-great-grandchild. Okay, and then it leads to number four, which is our L, limit your triggers, your trigger foods. What are you likely to overeat? You want to keep to a minimum. So for example, I love to use this bread. I love bread. Maybe you don't as so much, but I do. I don't care if it's hot, fresh. I don't care if it's store-bought. I prefer to make it homemade. Man, I can smell it right now. Okay, I could eat a whole loaf. But seriously, I take a bite of bread, it ends up to being a slice of bread and it ends up being half the loaf. Okay, maybe I'm stretching it a little bit, but seriously, I love it so much. I don't care if I put like a nutty butter on it. I don't care if I put jelly on it. I don't care if it's just toasted. I don't care if it's just fresh and hot. I love bread. Okay, so for me, limit your triggers. So I don't eat bread as much. I make sure that I have all my veggies and my lean proteins and all of that good stuff first before I even touch bread. If I touch bread, it's going to be at the very end of what I'm eating because I know I'll overeat. So limit your triggers. So we've got M for mind your meals, E for eat your colors, A for always fill up with fiber, L, limit your triggers, and 5, slow and steady. Yes, you know the saying, slow and steady wins the race. Believe it or not, it can take about 20 minutes for your brain and your stomach to communicate that you are full. Stop eating. Stop the presses. Don't put any more food in your mouth. But we just eat right through that. Why? Because we've supersized it. We've got 20% more free. Say that fast 3 times. And then on top of that, you're like, but I'm so busy. I've got to be somewhere in 5 minutes. So you just scarf down all your food. And the next thing you know, you are just like, you know, 30 minutes later, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Ever felt that in a buffet? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have too. And it's not fun. And then you feel sick. And then what happens just a little bit later, depending upon what you ate, because you forgot how to portion control and make sure you had everything and you were maybe indulging in things you shouldn't have, like those trigger foods for me. Yeah. Then you're all of a sudden hungry and you're like, gosh, I just ate all of that. I was so full and now I'm like starving and famished. Now that's for another episode. But it's because of how we're eating, what we're doing. So you got to mind your meals, eat your colors, always fill up with fiber, limit your triggers, and slow and steady wins the race. You got to think about foods, savor the taste, eat appropriately. Portion control in a supersized world is possible. Maybe you need help with your nutritional balance in life. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you and help you in just formulating something that works for you, a strategy for a week. You can go and take that strategy and begin to implement it. Then you can tweak it to what you want, but you have to take action. Click on the link, take aim. Action ignites motivation. And that will begin what? The free gift that I give you, a coaching call with me. I would love to come beside you. So you take action on that, and I will be waiting on the phone to speak directly to you. You don't have to give up everything in life, but we do have to watch how much we're eating. How much is enough? We do need to have portion control in a supersized world. No bigger isn't always better. That saying has just totally blown everything out of proportion. So bring your proportion back into your life. Get portion control in and serve up your meals. Go out and have a fabulous day. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.